I pay attention to everybody, but I'm saying I ain't going to look to see how fast he's running. I don't know how fast he's running. He's doing his job, I'm doing my job. And that's how the board time is. Everybody on the same page doing their job, we shouldn't have no problem. So he's out there just running to the ball like everybody else.
Nick Charles said last night that you got him into boxing. Can you explain that? How did that work out?
You know, during the offseason, you try to do stuff to get away from football. And I got in touch with this trainer, boxing trainer, and he's like, just come through. And I kind of fell in love with it. I kept my mind off football for a while, and just doing it. And it's a great way to get in shape.
And it's not like sparring where you're actually throwing punches.
No, this just pretty much, you know, you're training, you're boxing, but at the same time you're learning moves for football too as well. So it's not just we in there boxing, sparking, and nothing like that. No, it's different techniques you use that can help you on the football field.
So do you and Charles, are you in the gym together a lot?
Majority of the time when we are in Florida together, we in the gym a lot.
Who's in better shape, you or him?
Probably him right now, you know. I'm trying to cause, like I say, boxing is a totally different type of training than football training. So he working the whole body, you know. One day we might do a full body, next day we do an upper body. So, you know, he might be in a little better shape.
For right now,
yeah.
Rookie Morgan Burnett, how'd he come along? You said right now, he said he's swimming in that play, but I'm still alive out there.
Yeah, you know, you can tell he's a rookie, you know, like all rookies come in here a little nervous, but at the same time, he's out there just doing his job, doing the best he can, and hopefully he can catch up with everybody.
You see the Billy in
here? He can play. You know, they drafted him, so he must got some play. Playmaking ability for himself, so that's why he's here. So hopefully, like I say, he can get on the same page with all the veterans.
How much are you pulling for Justin Harrell, who's just been just blistered with injuries?
I know, man.
He's
been in a tough situation. Hopefully, he can, you know, his body hold up, and he can just get back out there on the field. But you know, I feel bad for the guy because you know he worked so hard just to be out there with us. And so, like, training camp come, then something always happens. So hopefully, he can, you know, pull it through this year.
More sure of yourself, more freedom heading into the second year of this defense?
Freedom, I had freedom last year. I'm just saying, I had confidence. I'm confident in everything I do, but at the same time, it's another, you know, this our second year. Hopefully, you know, everybody can be on the same page, that we can improve in certain areas of the defense, you know, even though we was ranked number two in the NFL, but I think we still can make some improvement in different areas.
2 minutes.
Just all over. It just, you know, that's how I view the whole team. We can get better in all aspects of the game, not just one individual position. It's just as a collective team, we can get better.
Nick, when you got the new contract, was it more a sense of relief or just satisfaction that you were rewarded for, you know, your
just
efforts?
Satisfaction, you know, that it was over, you know, we got it done. Didn't come in here with all the media talking, Nick trying to do this, hold out for a contract, do this and do all that. You know, it's done, it's over with, and I'm not talking about it no more. And it's a done deal.
Last question for Nick, please.
What do you make of Morgan Burnett,
the
guy you're lined up next to
him? Like I said, he's a rookie. He's a good guy, good kid. He's got a lot to learn, but he's willing to step up to the challenge and make the transition.